The proposed variation to the county development plan came before the members there at the last plenary council, and now what's happening now is that there's written submissions and observations can be sent in by anybody that's affected by the proposed 10T. And specifically the purpose of the proposed variation is to reserve and protect the preferred route corridors. As you know, there are three sections involved, the Balbafaith and Oller, the Letterkenny to Manor, and Manor to Lifford. And it's to reserve and protect the preferred route corridors and remove the corresponding historical route network. And there's also included in that an environmental report, a natural impact report, and a strategic flood risk assessment report, and introductory documents and large-scale mapping booklet as well. This is all available to the public. Even hard copies are available from the County Council in Lifford. And I'll be suggesting that people should, and so far as they can, go through these documents and send in written submissions or observations before the 9th of April.
And with three such major projects in the county, I'm sure there will be a significant amount of people potentially affected by this. Very important that they do have their say now.
Well, like this is an opportunity for people to make submissions and observations, and you know, look at as it goes, look at there are four categories of people that I can see that are going to be affected. First of all, they're the people whose homes are going to be demolished, and at this stage, look, that's a fait accompli, really, like, you know, because they've been made aware of those houses that are to be demolished. You then have the farmers who are going to be losing large tracts of land, but you also then have the people who are living who will be living on the edge of a four-lane carriageway, and this is going to impact very, very much on these people because of noise and everything else. Like, I mean, because you know, this is going, these roads are going through a rural area, like, you know, you know, for many people, like, their houses are going to be very close to a four-lane carriageway, so they're going to be impacted hugely as well. And then there's a fourth group of people, and they are the ones who will be living on the access roads onto the 10T, and this is going to affect a lot of people there. Now, they may not be losing their houses or that day, but it's going to impact, say, on their gardens and on their frontage in particular.